Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
Stand back and watch this guy go to work. Ladies and gentlemen, may I present to you... What's Jimmy's middle name?
I don't know. Get on with it, though. He's sitting on the phone.
What's his name?
Jimmy Master Hawk is his middle name.
Degenerates all across the greater Milwaukee Metroplex. James Equanimous Dugans is here at your service.
I don't believe that.
Jimmy, welcome to the program. It is a delight to have you here on a Thursday. We appreciate you adjusting your schedule.
The delight is all yours because I am the hottest handicapper in the Western world, and I'm ready to go to war for you again this week. Bob and Brian, has winning ever been more fun than this? Woo! 11-1 the last 3 weeks. And honestly, I don't think I've even had my best stuff.
Oh, wow.
Well, really? This week, Jimmy's reign of terror will continue because I've got four plays that will shake Las Vegas to its core. I want you to move on these games like they've already been played. When Jimmy says jump, you jump. You don't even ask how high because you know the answer is as high as you damn can.
I'm ready to jump. If you say jump, Jimmy, let's get to these.
If you want to quit your job, if you want a better life, if you want to die with prostitutes like Dennis Hoff in your bed, if you want to stop getting your teeth kicked in trying to do this yourself, then let's roll on this. I've got professional tackle football wired. I'm ready to win. Here we go.
Game number one.
Pick number one, the New England Patriots -3 at the Chicago Bears. Well, now, this line is a bit odd. The Patriots just beat the supposed best team in the AFC while hanging 43 on them. The Bears just lost to the Miami Dolphins on a sloppy, mistake-filled game. Why is this line only 3? It should be 6, maybe even 7. So you think Jimmy's going to take the Patriots on sale at only -3? No, I'm taking the Bears because they're begging you to take the Patriots. It's a letdown spot for New England, and the Bears will treat it like the Super Bowl 20, where they crushed the Patriots. Did you know regular season Super Bowl rematches go the same way as the Super Bowl? The winner is a staggering 132-18-5 all-time ATS. The pick is the Bears. Boom! We're 1-0.
On to game number two.
Pick number two, the Colts -7.5 at home against the Buffalo Bills. This is not a complicated play. This is not a sophisticated play. This is not a play that's going to require a lot of thinking. Josh Allen is out, and recently signed Derek Anderson is in. Derek Anderson is straight garbage. He hasn't started a game since 2016. I wouldn't let him mow my lawn, much less quarterback my team. You hammer the Colts -7.5 at home. Boom! We're 2-0.
All right.
Can I mow your lawn?
Number three, no. The Rams -9.5 against San Francisco. The Niners are shot after their close but no cigar game against your Packers. I love intrastate games like this where I'm playing an undefeated team against a one-win team, and I'm laying less than 10 points. The play is the Rams -9.5. Up to your elbows, two fists in.
All right.
And finally, the barking dog of the week, where you may want the points, you may like the points, and by law, you're going to get the points, but you're not going to need them. The Dallas Cowboys +2 at the Washington Redskins. Dallas has won 5 straight at FedEx Field. Zeke Elliott leads the league in rushing. The Skins are the classic win one, lose one, win one, lose one team. It's time to lose. The pick is the Cowboys. So there you go. We got the Bears +3 at home. We got the Colts -7.5. We got the Rams -9.5. And we've got the Cowboys +2 at Washington. The hammer has been dropped. These are plays that will push Jimmy to a dizzying 15-1. I told you 3 weeks ago, get on the train. I told you after the first 4-0, get on the train. I told you after the second 4-0, get on the train. And even after last week's 3-1, I tell you, get on the damn train. We're going to Wintersville, and nobody can stop us because it's only gambling.
You don't know what you're doing, Jimmy. Oh, that guy is on fire. I love that guy. I love the passion.
Man.
I love the passion.